I just want to say thanks again to GrowthDay.com for sponsoring this podcast. GrowthDay is a number one self-improvement system. It has all the tools, motivational classes, and life coaching you need to fulfill your potential. If you love journaling, tracking your habits, setting goals, and learning from inspiring motivational speakers and wellness coaches, then you'll love GrowthDay. I teach on GrowthDay every month, and I love to see you on the app. Go to GrowthDay.com for a free trial. Join 300,000 people making self-improvement a way of life. Visit GrowthDay.com to start your new life with a free trial today. Hey, what's up, rehabs across the world? New listeners, welcome to today's episode of Straight Up Podcast. I'm your host, Trent Shelton. And I want to say thank you for everybody's support. If you're a new listener, make sure you go catch up. You got a lot of episodes to catch up on. And I promise you these episodes will impact your life. And I know some of you might be thinking, like, what is the noise? Like, I hear birds chirping. I hear airplanes flying over. Like, what are you doing, Trent? I literally am outside protecting my peace right now. I'm protecting my mental health. I just finished my nature run, you know, disconnecting from the world. I tell you that all the time. It's very important to disconnect often, disconnecting from the world and reconnecting to your soul. So you might hear things. If you hear me scream, maybe a snake popped up or some coyote ran across. But seriously, if you're a new listener, you might be thinking the audio isn't. I'm recording this from my cell phone. I'm usually in my office, but I'm recording this from my cell phone because I just felt the energy right now and I didn't want to waste it. I want to impact your life because I had so much insight on my run. And I know this energy will change later on in the day. So I want to come real time. Before we get started, I want to say thank you to everybody who has shared the podcast. Listen to me. I want you to hear me clear. You guys are heroes. And I'm not saying that because it's some fluff. I'm serious. I cannot tell you how many people say, Trent, someone sent me this episode of the podcast and it talked about this. And you don't know how much that saved my life. So understand by you just sharing this episode, you're really impacting someone's life. What's up, rehabbers across the world? Welcome to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. Throughout my career, from the NFL to sold out stages, speaking to thousands, I built up a toolkit to break through negative mindsets, let go of what's holding you back, and start rehabbing your life. And every show is gonna be jam packed with tips, tricks, and tools to push you forward. I'm always gonna be real with you and give you the 100% truth, even when it's gonna pierce your heart. This is me, Trent Shelton, straight up. And let's get right into this. As I was running, I started to think about a few things today. And one of the things that popped up into my mind, and actually I had a conversation with someone last night about this, about the lack of confidence, about the lack of power. And he asked me, like, when do you feel most confident? I feel most confident when I have no expectations. I feel most confident when I have no fear. I'm not fearing failure. I'm not fearing judgment, anything like that. But I will tell you this. Some of us listening to this right now, we have to reprogram ourselves. Because if I'm being real, and we've all been here, so don't think I'm picking on you. But if I'm being real, a lot of us, we've programmed ourselves with failure. We've programmed ourselves with doubt. We've programmed ourselves with fear. We've programmed ourselves with self-sabotage. And maybe someone gave that to you, right? Maybe someone influenced you and made you feel like you're not enough. Some of us, we programmed ourselves with accepting less. Some of us, we programmed ourselves with not knowing our worth and ignoring our standards. And that has to change. You know, on this hike today, this run, this trail run, I realized that I had been programming myself to stop. And this little mind shift changed it for me today. So the first hill, I ran it. And let me be honest with you. Like, when I'm not out of shape, it's a whole different story. Like, I just run hills. I stop at the top to recover. But I'm in shape right now. And what's crazy is that every time I got to the top of a hill today, I wanted to stop because I programmed myself so much with stopping once I got to the top of that hill. And so today I made sure, even if it was a 20% extra effort at the top, running for extra 10 seconds, I made sure when I got to the top of the hill, every hill today, I made sure I sprinted. You ask, why did I do that? Because I wanted to reprogram myself. I want to reprogram myself that every time I reach the peak, I'm going to keep running. And I want you to think about that in your own life. What areas of your life have you programmed yourself, programmed your mindset to stop believing in yourself? Program your mindset to not have confidence in yourself. Some of us, if we're being just straight up about it, some of us have programmed ourselves with environments. I want to be clear right now. Environments hold energy. That's why you can go to a certain environment, like the environment I'm in right now. It holds peace for me. It holds power for me. That's why I'm always out in nature. Every time I walk into this environment, it helps my life. Now, there could be a person that's just the opposite, that comes to this environment. Maybe they had a bad experience. Maybe they got bit by a snake. Maybe they got chased by a deer out here and they had a bad experience. So maybe every time they come to this environment, what they feel is fear. And so I want you to think about this. I want you to think about the environments that you're in, especially right now, because a lot of us are stuck in our house. And even with me, my office space for this last few weeks in this quarantine thing has held stress for me for a while. So every time, no matter how I'm feeling, every time I walked into my office, I felt an overwhelm of stress. Every time I walk into my theater room, I feel an overwhelm of laziness. And there's nothing wrong with that because that's what that room is for. Every time I walked into my garage, out of all places, you know what I felt? Energy, power. Why? Because that's what's created now, because my garage is my gym. My garage is where I go live at with you guys on Facebook and Instagram. I feel power. I feel purpose. And it made me realize just how much our environments hold energy. And so you might be thinking, well, Trent, how do you change it? Well, what I did with my office, this might sound crazy, is that when I go in my office, I go work out in my office. I go do something creative in my office. I go entertain myself in my office. I have dope conversations with friends in my office. And now the energy in my office has changed from stress to laughter. The energy in my office has changed from overwhelm to actually having fun. And I'm enjoying it now. That's why it's very important to construct your environments that really bring certain things to your life, right? So think about that. Maybe it's your household. How can you change the energy in your household? You know, how can you, my pantry, it's the environment of lack of discipline for me. Because when I go in there, I want to eat all the snacks. You know, I'm a snack monster. And so I had to change that. And so I know that's like a side note, but it's very important because so many of us, we're in environments that we are automatically set up to fail because we haven't changed the energy in our environments. We haven't reprogrammed our environments. We haven't reprogrammed our life. You got to reprogram yourself. You got to rebuild yourself. You got to renew yourself. You have to evolve, not just adapt to your circumstances, guys, not just to adapt to your environment, not just to accept this is how it is. No, tell yourself and reprogram yourself. Say, this might be how it is for now, but this is how it's going to be in my future. You got to step up to the plate. And one of the things that I do, this might seem crazy. I'm about to say this, and I would encourage all of you right now to really develop this. And a lot of people that I know, they do this. When I think about some of my most confident times, like when I am on top of the world, when I'm on stage or when I play football, when I feel like nothing could stop me, right? When I felt unstoppable, that is me, right? And you listening to this right now, you have that in you. Don't start thinking about all the things you don't have right now. Stop that. Stop going back to your limitations because you might have programmed yourself with limitations. That's all that you see. Reprogram yourself with aspirations, right? Reprogram yourself with a power perspective. You know, if you're going to the I can't, I won't, it will never happen, then you have allowed something in the world. Maybe it's your failure. Maybe it's rejection. You have allowed something to program you for that. If you're programmed with failure, there's no way you can be successful. If you're programmed with stress, there's no way you can feel peace. So what I had to do, I had to think about times in my life where I felt the most peaceful. I had to think about times in my life where I felt the most confident, where I felt on top of the world, where I felt unstoppable. Because we have that in us. Think about it. What are the times when you feel unstoppable? The times when nobody can tell you nothing. I don't care if it's like 1% of your life where you feel like that. Why do you feel like that? What's the environment that you're in? What have you programmed yourself with? Right? What are you thinking? What have you embodied? I can tell you one thing. You embody greatness. And so when I think about football, I thought about that. And I realized that this person, this superhero, this unstoppable person was inside of me. It is inside of me. And I can call on this person anytime that I want. Sometimes this person, it's hard for this person to pick up the phone. It's hard for this person inside of me to answer the phone. But I know I can put myself in the right environment, the right mindset, do the right things to call on this person. And this person for me is my alter ego. You might say, Trent, wait a minute. Are you being something that you're not? Are you faking it till you're making it? Absolutely not. Your alter ego has to be a part of you. I'm not telling you to be someone that you're not, to make up some person because it's never going to feel real to you. It's never going to connect with you because you're trying to be something that you're not. And you know I'm an advocate for not being something that you're not. But I'm telling you right now to find that person that steps up to the plate, to find that person inside of you that had no fear. Who is that? Because there's times in your life where you have no fear. I can guarantee you that. Whatever it is that you're doing, it could be when you're cooking your food, you have no fear. Find that person that goes to work out and crush it. Find that person that takes something to the next level. And I want you to think about who that person is. Why is that person birthed? Why does that person come out? What does that person program with? What does that person think of? And you got to develop this alter ego. And you got to call on this person when you need this person. So today, I called on T-Shell. T-Shell is my alter ego. And some of y'all going to hit me up. What up, T-Shell? T-Shell was the guy that played football that knew nobody was going to stop him. That knew if you lined up a DB in front of me, it was over for that DB. T-Shell is the person that steps on stage and has no fear. If you ever heard me speak on stage, you know exactly what I'm talking about. T-Shell is the person right now recording this podcast. Does Trent show up? Is Trent necessary? Absolutely. You know, Trent is the family man. Trent is the, you know, I'm not saying T-Shell don't care, but Trent is the one that, you know, is more humbled. You know, T-Shell is the one that walks in confidence. I didn't say cockiness, but T-Shell is the one, if you put a lion in front of him, well, I'm not going to go that far. You know, you put a lion in front of me, T-Shell might turn to Trent real quick, but you get my point. T-Shell is the person, if you put an obstacle and you tell him that he can't do it, I'm going to run through a brick wall. T-Shell is the person that no matter what limitations is placed in his life, he's going to expand to new limits. Who's that person going to be for you? Give that person a name. And you got to really program yourself to be able to call on that person at any time, to be able to call on that person when you need that person. Alter egos are very, very important. And again, I want to tell you, do not create something that is not you. I don't want you to be some person that is crazy in a way, be some person that does bad things. Understand this truth. Alter egos, when it comes to rehab, alter egos have to be wrapped up in positivity. Because there's some people with some alter egos that will literally, you know, do bad things and they feel like they're not themselves. You got to wrap your alter ego in positivity. You got to wrap your ego, alter ego in courage. You got to wrap your alter ego in maximum belief as a plane is flying over right now and birds are chirping as I'm out here protecting my peace. You know, I talked to Tristan the other day and we were out there on the football field and I said, Tris, you got two different sides. He has obviously more than two different sides, but I said, you have different people inside you. We all do. We have a person that has fear. We have a person that's just calm and regular. We have a person that's full of greatness. I said, when you're in certain environments, there's Tristan. You know, there's Tristan, and nothing wrong with Tristan, right? Tristan is a very important part of your life and your character. You need to have that balance. But when you operate with Tristan, when it comes to like conquering stuff, you don't really show up. You don't really show up because Tristan thinks logical. Tristan thinks, you know, measures the situation, and Tristan, you know, doesn't really take risks. But when you're on that football field, when it's game day, T-Ray shows up. And T-Ray, he's quiet. He's silent. He don't say much, but he conquers through stuff. T-Ray is unstoppable. T-Ray makes plays that T-Shell couldn't even make at 11 years old. And I asked him, I said, what's the difference? He said, Dad, well, when I'm T-Ray, as you call him, I got maximum belief. Like, I believe in the work that I put in already, so I know that I already put in the work and nothing can stop me. When I'm T-Ray, I have no fear. When I'm T-Ray, it's just like I know that I can do it. Like, it's like I made up my mind that I'm not accepting anything less. I made up my mind that whoever lines up against me, they're going to get embarrassed. I made up my mind that I'm taking heads off. I said, Tristan, okay, slow down. You're getting, he turned into T-Ray Incredible Hulk. I said, I get you. I get you. I said, well, just know T-Ray is inside of you. And you can call on T-Ray anytime you need to. I want to challenge you right now to think about that. Like, what is that name going to be that you're going to call on? And also, I want you to think about something. As this comes to my mind, as I'm sitting out here with the birds and everything else, I think I just saw an armadillo. I think that's how you say it. Ran across. Some things look scary. But anyways, I told myself this, and I want to tell you this. And this is for that alter ego, because this is going to make that alter ego. Like, just think about, like, when you listen to this podcast sometimes, some of y'all feel like you can't be stopped. When you're working out, it's like you can't be stopped. Why can't you take that with you? Like, why can't you take that with you? That's one of the reasons why I come out here. Out here, T-Shell is birthed. T-Shell is groomed. T-Shell is programmed to a different level because I'm always pushing myself. I'm challenging myself to take my life to a higher level. And when I leave here, T-Shell carries with me. And so my day is better. My day is the steps of my day, the journey of my day. The path is confidence. The path is fearless instead of the opposite. But I want to challenge you with something right now. You know, I feel like there's three types of people when they do something, right? And actually four, but we're not worried about the fourth. The first person is the person that just don't do it. And you ain't that person. We ain't worried about the people that's just not going to do it. Whatever it is, whatever their vision is, dreams is, whatever that thing is inside of you, there's people that just don't do it for whatever reason. They just don't do it. But there's three types of people. And your alter ego should be wrapped up in this last person. But the first person, in whatever industry, whatever field it is, like it could be in anything, there's a person that tries to do it, right? There's a person that does it. Whatever that is, like whether it's, you know, the vision, your dream, whether it's, you know, your whatever your title is, like you maybe you're an artist, maybe you are a singer, a rapper, maybe you are, author, whatever it is. There's people who do it. Nothing wrong with that. But that's where average lives, you know, and there's nothing wrong with average. Nothing wrong with being mediocre. You know, that's a part of the world. We need average because if we didn't have average, we wouldn't know what awesomeness is. But there's people that live in that place. And usually they live in that place because they have set limits around their life, right? Every time they hit a wall, they stop. That's why out here as I'm running, when I hit my wall, as I said earlier, when I hit the wall, my heart rate gets up to, you know, the fourth level. When it's in orange and red, for you guys that have your heart rate monitors, you know what I'm talking about. When my heart rate is beating out my chest 80 to 90%, I know that's not the time to stop. Most people, when they feel pain, they stop. And again, I'm not talking about physical pain where you get injured, you keep pushing through. But I'm talking about that barrier, right? Between pushing through when you know you have a little bit more and stopping. Most people stop at their barrier. Most people stop at their limits. And they live a whole life. They live a whole life in their limits. They never experience anything more. They never experience anything more than average because every time that limit shows up, which is pushing themselves, by the way, they stop. Instead of pushing the threshold to create something new, to create something better. It's like getting in shape. You guys are runners and work out, you know what I'm talking about. If you always stop when you get tired, you're never going to push past that limit. So there's people out there that stay in those boundaries. And those people, which is not yourself, it's not going to be yourself after this podcast episode, those people never really experience anything greater in life. Those are the people that usually just blend in, they fit in, kind of forgotten about and live life. And some people want that life and that's okay. But if you're listening to this and you're saying, Trent, I want to make the world respect my greatness. I want to be a 1%er. I want to be a 10%er. Like I want to be a leader. I want to be a leader in my field. I want to be a go-to person in my industry. Like I want to be that person that inspires people to be better because I know I am influence. And you do realize that, right? You are influence. I tell myself every single day out here today, it's crazy. This is a side note. I'm going to get back to the points, but you know me. I love to follow my heart. Today, as I was getting tired, it's like every time I start to get really tired, a person comes in sight. And I don't know if y'all do this, but like I'll be racing people and they don't even know they be racing me. I'm like, I got to beat this person. It's just my competitive side. I'm addicted to competing. It's just who I am. And some people probably look at me like, why is this dude running so fast next to me? Or I'll see somebody coming my way. And I always make sure when someone comes my way that I'm not walking. And if you're a walker in trails, that's fine. But I'm trail running. So I make sure that I influence them to not quit. How many of you have been somewhere where someone influenced you to quit? Like, have you ever been on a treadmill and somebody stops running on the treadmill or somebody's like watching their phone or reading a book? And listen, some people can read a book and run. I cannot do that. I'm not that talented and skilled. Shout out to all you that can. But you might see somebody that's like, you know, not really taking it serious. They get off the treadmill and it inspires you to kind of not take it serious. But if you get somebody next to you that's really pushing themselves, it inspires you to push yourself. So I'm making sure that anywhere I'm at, I realize that I am influence. In my household, I realize that I am influence. In my workplace, I realize that I am influence. To my community, rehabbers across the world, I realize that I am influence. And so I have a choice. I can put out limitations. I can put out excuses, or I can show people with my action, not my words, with my actions, because people will never respect what you say until they respect and believe in what you do. And so I show them with my actions that I am influence, right? I tell them that, and I tell myself that, excuse me, and that keeps me motivated. So when I run past a person, I'm like, once they cross my path, they're going to want to go harder. They want to push further. So tell yourself that. I am influence every single day. And how are you influencing people? If I was around you for 24 hours, how would you influence me? How would you influence me? How are you influencing your kids? We talked about in last week's podcast. How are you influencing your kids? Do they see greatness in you? Do they see the things that you preach to them in you? Can they find that in you? Can your friends find that in you? Because a lot of us talk a good game. It reminds me of people on the football field. You can talk all the game you want, but when you got to show up and when you got to show up, you can't dodge that. Showing up results, the experience of whatever it is that you're going through will always expose you. You can't talk your way into success. You can't talk your way into growth. You can't talk your way into getting in shape. You can't. You got to work your way into it. And so again, let me back up a little bit, but getting back to that first person, remember you are influenced. Getting back to that person is the person that does it, right? Comes out here, just does it, gets completion points, completion grade, great. Clap, clap, hooray. Then there's a second type of person. The second type of person is a person you probably experienced. You probably experience every now and then comes out, you know, this person is great. This person's a person that does it good, right? This person's a person that does it better than most people, you know, achieves, you know, inspires. The person that, you know, you can find, you can be like, man, that person is good. There's that person, that second person. And a lot of people stay in this place because a lot of people think that this is the highest level of who they are, this good person. It's the highest level, that there's no other higher level. Like, I'm doing good. I'm getting recognition from it. People see that I am influenced. I get messages and say my life is influencing them and all these things, which are great. But some of us stop there. Some of us are okay with being good. Some of us are even okay with being great. And that's a great thing. But if you're trying to become legendary, the word I use so much, if you're trying to become that one of one, because you are that one of one, but you got to bring that thing into fruition. If you're trying to become one of one, I'll tell you right now, you can't be just good or great. You got to be freaking unstoppable. You got to be freaking unstoppable. And I'm using freaking because I'm not going to use that other word. I don't want y'all to be like, because I know Trent, what has gotten into you? T. Shell is present right now, guys. So charge it to him, not to Trent. But you got to be unstoppable. This is Tristan T. Ray in football games. He's unstoppable. This is me. When I step on stage, I am unstoppable. This is me when I'm delivering videos, podcasts, I am unstoppable. And this is not Trent, you are definitely not humble. I am super humble, but I work hard to be unstoppable. I work hard to know that there's another level to my life. My best can always get better. Your best can always get better. And your alter ego, and I want y'all to send me messages of who your alter ego is. What's that name gonna be? You look at so many artists, they have that if you really pay attention. Now, some of them is a little, I don't know. But we want to wrap ours in positivity, in courage, in fearlessness. But that alter ego is that person that has no limits. That person that lives in just no expectation. The only expectation they have is to be the greatest version of themselves. And so they understand the habits that they need to construct in their life and the habits they need to deconstruct that will push them to that place. But that alter ego is the person, is the beast, is the warrior that's willing to do that. It's the one that says, I'm tired, but you know what? I know there's more inside of me. It's the person that says, man, people have come up against me, but I know I'm not gonna back down. I'm not gonna tuck my tail. I'm gonna stand tall. I'm gonna fight for what I believe in. I'm gonna show people that, yeah, life is not fair. I'm gonna show people that, yeah, when life's not fair, you know what? You can still take what you want out of life and build what life has tried to break you down with. That's the person that has to show up more often. And you have that person inside of you. So what I want you to do as we get to the end of this podcast, I want you to think about the times when you feel like that. The times when your energy is high. I don't care if you're dancing, whatever it is. The times where you have no worries. I ain't got no worries. The times when you feel like that. The times you don't care who is looking. You going to get it. As people gather around me out here, I think they hear my voice like so loud out here. And I think people are listening because I can hear people talking. And I think they're enjoying it. So that's good. But remember, there's people who do it, which is the majority of people. There's people who do it good and great. And there's people that are unstoppable. It's time for you to become unstoppable. It's time for you to reprogram yourself. Reprogram yourself. Even if it's just the little things. When you start to see yourself stop when you shouldn't stop, or you start to see yourself start to stress out when you shouldn't stress out, you start to see yourself go down this dark hole, this dark path that you know isn't right. You know, a person that has that maximum confidence, a person that really delivers and shows up in life, they understand their emotions. They understand their triggers. They are very self-aware. We'll talk about self-awareness on another episode, but becoming self-aware is very important. Because the more you're self-aware, the more you can call on the different versions of yourself that you need in the times that it makes the most sense in your life. I told you we got to the end of this podcast, I would do something special. I've been doing these FaceTime calls randomly with winners, and I've been doing like a lot. I've said 5 or 10, but I can't stop, because when I see you guys support, I'm a helper, man. I'm a server. I'm not gonna respond to this person. No, that's not me. But make sure you hit up at Rehab Time. You guys can hit up me too, by the way. But at Rehab Time, and I want you to show your alter ego side, okay? I want you to send us a video of showing your alter ego. I don't care what that is. It don't have to be somebody who yells and screams, somebody has to be high energetic. I just want to see that person. It could be you running in your element, beasting it out. It could be you working, like whatever it is, just that person. And I want you to say what that name is too. I want you to be like, this is, you know, whoever. Mine is T-Shell. Whatever your name is, whatever you give yourself, name Ray Ray, you know, Susie, whoever. I don't know what it is. You know, you can give yourself Sasha Fierce, whatever. I want you to send a video in. And I'm going to say 5, but it'll probably be 20 because I know me. But I'm going to pick a group of you guys, and we're going to do a special just for you, exclusive, all right, Zoom coaching mentorship session that will only be available to a select few of you. So it'll probably be like 10 of you. So I don't know when you're listening to this podcast. Some of you are listening to it late. It might be already done. So it's very important. I know you got your routines, but it's very important to listen to this podcast on Wednesday and at least by Thursday or Friday to make sure you don't miss out on these giveaways. Okay. So I want to see it. All right. Grab my attention. Grab my team's attention. But like I said, make sure it's you. I don't want you to do stuff that's not you. Make sure it's you, because this is for you. Okay. At the end of the day. So thank you for jamming with me, listening to me, sitting with me out here. I know you're not really out here, but we're out here protecting our peace, me and you, even though you're not out here physically, I feel you spiritually. And sorry if the audio is a little bit off, but I think I'm gonna do this a little bit more because my energy is just in the right place, guys. And just, I can go 30 minutes, just bang, out there. So I'll see you next week. Make sure you share this with somebody, tag somebody to this, share this with your kids. You know, have a conversation about this. Share this with your team. So many teams are doing this. Like, I see a lot of you. And listen, that's cool too, because who knows? You might share something from the podcast and I might say, hey, you on a Beachbody team or you on a whatever team. You know, I don't want to just Herbalife, or maybe it's your job, your business, whatever team that you're on. You know, maybe it's just your work team, your football team, whatever it is, your volleyball team, etc. I might say, you know what? Get your team together. Let's have a coaching call as a group. Or I might even come to you. Hey, where you live at once this quarantine get off of us and we get out this lockdown? I might even come to you. Or I might fly you down. Who knows? I do random stuff. Okay? So the more you share it, the more you make us aware, the more you do IGTVs, all of those things, those are beautiful. We'll connect. I've been talking too much. All right, guys. I love you. I appreciate you. But like I say, then every single episode, it all starts with you. Thank you for making this podcast one of the most impactful podcasts in the world. And we couldn't do that without you. You are the heroes, all right? It's Rehab Time. Let's get it. Straight up. Straight Up is hosted and recorded by me, Trent Shelton. The episodes are produced by Chelsea Harfouche and mixed and edited by Andrew Weller. Cameron Berkman is our executive producer. Straight Up with Trent Shelton is a production of The Hollis Company. Hey, what up, y'all? It's that time of the year. Everybody's talking about forming new and healthier habits. Change your habits, change your life, right? Listen, I love it. I'm sure you started some new habits this year. I know I did. But the question is, how are you tracking those habits? Have you ever wondered, like, which habits matter most? Which habits are you tracking daily, weekly, monthly? A lot of people know they need to improve their habits, but let's be real. They don't know where to start. That's why I think you'll love Growth Day. The world's number one, I didn't say 2, 3, 4, number one self-improvement system. Growth Day, what it does is it helps you track proven habits that lead to long-term success. Not that short stuff. Long-term, lasting change, well-being, and positive relationships. And check this out. You can get a free trial right now at growthday.com. What you measure, you can change. The reason people love Growth Day is that you can score your habits every day, week, month. And when you do,
You get targeted classes to improve those habits. When you sign up today, you also get Growth Stage Mindset Journal, wellness challenges, and in-depth personal development courses from the industry's biggest names. And don't forget, I teach live every single month in Growth Day 2. You got that right. Yes, every single month I teach a new personal growth topic to help you advance your life. Download Growth Day from the App Store on your phone or start your free trial right now at growthday.com. Let's get it. Hey, you, I got a question for you. Are you trying to build your community online this year? If not, you should. Without the rehabbers across the world, there would be no trend show in the rehab time. Everyone in business is talking about the power of community, because when you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so does your sales. But where is everyone managing their communities these days? A lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content, create discussions, live streams, group chats, memberships, all under your own brand. And what's cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or a Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked or unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has its 14-day trial free just for you. Go to circle.so. Imagine being able to manage your community, start chat groups and live classes, accept payments, all in one place. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. Let's get it.